Petersburg's public cold storage broke even and then some last fiscal year. In its second year of operation, the Petersburg Economic Development Council facility has also attracted some new customers. And despite a poor pink salmon return, the cold storage kept its blast freezers busy with chums for several weeks this summer. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports.
The public cold storage not only paid for its own operations in the last fiscal year, it actually turned a small profit. The last fiscal year ran from July 2007 to July 2008. 2007 was the facility's first full summer of operations. Petersburg Economic Development Council Coordinator Liz Cabrera says the cold storage has exceeded her expectations.
I was really pleasantly surprised. You know, I thought it was going to be really close, and it worked out to be a little bit better end of the year picture than I thought it would be.
Cabrera says the cold storage brought in about $180,000 in revenue from last July to this July. That's about $15,000 over expenses. The nonprofit PEDC receives up to $150,000 in city funding each year to support its entire economic development program. But Cabrera says none of that money went to the cold storage this last fiscal year, since the facility more than paid for itself with its own revenue. When the current fiscal year ends next summer, the numbers may not be quite as good considering this year's poor pink salmon returns. The facility's anchor tenant, Trident Seafoods, did not have surplus pink salmon to freeze like it did last year, but it did freeze a lot of chum salmon, and Cabrera says she was impressed with how much the cold storage was able to do.
We did over 1 million pounds just in the month of July of chums, which it took us almost all summer to do that many last year. So as far as efficiency and being able to increase the capacity, we really improved on that side. But then when it came time for pinks to show up, and we all know that they didn't really show, they didn't have a surplus amount of pinks here at Trident to run through the facility.
Cabrera says the cold storage ended up blast freezing about 1.4 million pounds of chum this summer. Last summer, the facility froze about 1 million pounds of chum and another 900,000 pounds of pink salmon. The facility is also attracting new users besides Trident and other seafood processors.
And I think people are just figuring out now, you know, how to use the facility. So not only are we getting the seafood processing companies, but we're also getting local restaurants and grocery stores that are interested in using it. So that's really rewarding to see.
The extra revenue that the cold storage brought in during the last fiscal year could help the facility through the current fiscal year, since business was leaner this summer. Pink salmon returns are expected to improve next year, so Cabrera is optimistic the cold storage will continue to support itself.
The facility is really, I think, running about as efficient as it can. It's on the blast freezing side. You know, I would think that next year, assuming a good return, that, you know, it would do really well.
Cabrera says the PEDC is also considering expanding its services to include bait, maybe having some bait on hand to sell to processors or directly to fishermen. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.